This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. At last count, according to the Census and Statistics Department of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, there are 1,457 companies that have regional headquarters in Hong Kong. 254 of them are American companies. 252 of them are based on the Chinese mainland. Japan, the UK, and France round out the top five. And I mention it because it's going to be 25 years this Friday that the Brits handed Hong Kong back to Beijing. 25 years out of the 50 that China promised it would let things stay basically as they were in what was a freewheeling center of global finance. Hong Kong, to be clear, does still have a lot going for it economically, but it ain't what it used to be. Marketplace Jennifer Pack walks us through a quarter of a century of doing business in Hong Kong after the handover.
Hong Kong in the 1980s and 90s was exciting, vibrant, a trendsetter, thanks to the likes of local pop star Anita Mui, referred to as the Madonna of the East. By 1992, when British criminal lawyer Michael Vidler arrived in Hong Kong, he says you could really see the display of wealth.
You would see street cleaners with pagers, if not slightly large mobile phones.
Hong Kong was the go-between for the world and mainland China, which was still pretty closed. Hundreds of thousands doubted that Hong Kong would keep its openness under Chinese rule and left it, including my relatives. On June 30th, 1997, Britain's national anthem played for the last time in Hong Kong. Among those at the handover ceremony who wasn't sad to see that was American businessman Benjamin Schwal. He says he and his business friends got matching dragon tattoos to celebrate the handover.
The handover to us was symbolic of the China century, and Hong Kong was the epicenter of it.
After China's flag was raised, Schwal says Hong Kong remained his banking, transport, and social hub in Asia.
We had almost two decades of real success, and we wouldn't have been able to do it without Hong Kong. But then it began to fade a little bit.
Because mainland China became more open, he says, and Hong Kong is becoming more closed. After anti-government protests in 2019, Beijing pushed through a national security law that targeted dissenters in Hong Kong.
From that moment, there was a realization for me, certainly, that my time in Hong Kong was numbered.
Again, lawyer Michael Vidler. He's taken on some of the most high-profile human rights cases in Hong Kong. In April, he says his name appeared in Beijing-friendly newspapers and alleged that he is a lawyer for protesters and anti-China groups with American backing. Accusations he denies.
I saw that I was going to be the focus of investigation or arrest, you know, for doing nothing more than doing my job, which is to be a public interest lawyer.
Within 48 hours of those news articles coming out, he left Hong Kong. And it isn't just the political situation. COVID has also complicated life in the Chinese territory. Between June 2020 and June 2021, nearly 90,000 people out of a population of 7 million left Hong Kong, according to official statistics. Rocky Tung of the Financial Services Development Council, a government advisory body, thinks this outflow has to do with travel restrictions to contain the COVID-19 pandemic, which is worrying for him.
Business travels and the success of Hong Kong as an international financial center has always been highly correlated.
He hopes the COVID travel restrictions will be lifted, because he says Hong Kong is still an attractive financial hub. If you're a U.S. firm focused on China, he says, unlike the mainland, Hong Kong has no capital controls and it's an arbitration hub. He says the national security law doesn't affect any of this.
Meaning, so long as businesses are not carrying out anything that is disrupting national security, then they will be able to run their business just like the previous 23 or 25 years.
Hong Kong's last British governor, Chris Patten, isn't convinced. Sure, he says, the national security law has only targeted activists, Hong Kong politicians like Martin Lee, and local media mogul Jimmy Lai. But
businessmen should understand that ultimately the law for Martin Lee or for Jimmy Lai is sooner or later the law for them as well.
Chinese leaders once promised that Hong Kong's system will not change for 50 years. We're now at the halfway mark. In China, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.